Costco Field Trip. About 2 years ago, Costco caused a major fracas in our suburban community when they announced their intention to locate a new store here. There was some effort to dress up the controversy as an environmental issue related to the number of gas pumps that were part of the store. However, it was NIMBY, plain and simple. Opponents stated that a big box store would damage the character of our town, even though Costco would be located at the western edge of the town next to the tollway, amidst other corporate campuses. There was some talk of damage to the local merchants, but this was mostly for show. It was already clear that residents were not averse to shopping at Costco. Every Friday, as Nick walks the dogs, he routinely spots the telltale Kirkland store brand logo in the curbside recycling bins awaiting the weekly pickup. Costco took Lake Forest's rejection in stride and simply located across the street. The neighboring town of Mettawa dispassionately balanced the several million dollars in tax revenue from Costco against the possible besmirching of their town character and logically decided in favor of Costco. Bottom line is there is now a Costco 5 minutes from our house. Nick has been going to Costco for years with great enthusiasm, based on both the vast selection of wine and beer and the element of surprise. The local grocery store is dreary and unimaginative, but Nick often stumbles across something totally unexpected at Costco. The best example is many years ago when he went to Sam's Club, the Costco precursor, ostensibly to stock up on paper towels and toilet paper. He returned with a trampoline that became the focal point of our backyard for many years. Now he's more likely to come back with food surprises, whose bulk is challenging for us empty nesters. Our freezer is filled with pork chops, lamb chops, chicken breasts, all repackaged at home into empty nester quantities. Fresh food is a little harder to manage. 2 weeks ago, he came back with 5 pounds of limes. I don't think that I've consumed more than 1 pound in my entire life. To help with the limes, he also bought a jumbo vat of pre-mixed margaritas, tequila and all. Even though I'm a virtual teetotaler, I wanted to be a gamer, so I gallantly started swilling a nightly margarita or two, but steadfastly drew the line when I started eyeing the margaritas as an alternative to a noontime iced lemonade. Limes went on fish, guacamole, anything that we could think of, and we gave them away as door prizes. But despite these heroic efforts, a couple wizened old limes linger on in the fridge. Nick also discovered Costco was an ideal field trip for my father in his waning years. Dad would stand dumbfounded in the warehouse and shake his head and say, "Who buys all this stuff?" And then he'd be even more amazed as Nick used rebates and coupons to buy him a CD player for virtually nothing. It was also a great place for exercise in the winter. There was no way my father would stroll around a mall, but he was happy to wander through Costco, mostly looking at the electronics and marveling at the sheer volume of the merchandise. My father was also way too proud to use a walker or even a cane, but using a grocery cart for support as he toured Costco was the perfect solution. I had been to Costco briefly a few times, but after the lime episode, I thought it was time to take a more focused field trip. As we drove up, I said, "What don't they sell here? They don't sell cars, do they?" Turns out you can buy a car, and a few were on display in the parking lot as we entered. Costco has established some sort of relationship with the local car dealer, and if you present your Costco card to the dealer, you get some sort of prearranged pricing. I envisioned the corporate staff of Costco brainstorming what other discount opportunities might appeal to a captive audience willing to be surprised, like coffins. They don't stock coffins at the store, but you can buy them with a discount online. The Costco website goes into great detail about the reliability of expedited shipping, barring acts of God. Ironic, since this would be the reason you would need a coffin in the first place. You would think that coffins would be just the type of product that other discount clubs, such as AARP, should offer their members, but only Costco is fearless enough to offer funerary supplies. Every time Nick goes into Costco, he comments on their expanding services, such as vacation packages, gutters, or health insurance. Before we went, Nick recommended that I take my seldom-used cell phone in case we got separated, but as I entered, I realized the better accessory would have been my binoculars. While I used binoculars mostly for birdwatching, when our kids were younger, I found them to be essential when trying to identify the correct soccer field in a vast complex swarming with identically uniformed children. I felt the same way in Costco, and I needed binoculars to read the remote aisle markers. Costco on a Saturday is a community event. Far from the impersonal big box, Nick always runs into people he knows. One time he met an acquaintance who, based on this meeting, eventually became a client. Costco on Saturdays is also a popular family adventure. With a little effort, an entire family of kids can stitch together a free lunch by eating their way through all the store samples. There was some pretty tasty chicken the day I was there, chips with dip, mango juice, and brownies fresh from the microwave. I ran into a family that had succumbed to the Lucky Strike Extra, an enormous stuffed plush dog that barely fit into the grocery cart. I foolishly asked the mother, "Did you come to Costco intending to buy that?" "Are you kidding?" she said. "We saw other families coming out the store with one, and the kids just had to have one. Besides, I couldn't believe how cheap it was." And that, of course, is the marketing genius of Costco. The stuffed animal was located right as you enter the store, and I'm sure that this coveted display spot rotates depending on the day of the week and the expected clientele. I returned to Costco later in the week. The only item on the agenda was to take some pictures for this story. The stuffed animals were gone and replaced with a rack of bicycles. I've been using my husband's very lovely bicycle, but it's a man's bike. I don't understand why bicycles have sexual identities, but the bottom line is that I just don't like having to swing my leg over the back wheel to get on and off the bike. I suspect men feel the same way, but don't want to be emasculated by riding the more practical women's bike. But the whole rack of women's bikes at Costco was the perfect impulse purchase for me. I was only able to resist temptation when I realized that the bike would not fit into my car. I tried again to think of what Costco didn't sell. I asked Nick, "Can you buy puppies at Costco?" To me, this is the quintessential impulse purchase that would be ideal for Costco. Twice I have been the victim of the impulse puppy, when Nick took the kids to the pet store, just for fun. Predictably, I get the call 20 minutes later, with everyone on the phone gushing about some puppy that was impossibly cute, and of course there was always another family ogling him, and oh please, oh please, oh please. We now have two dogs, a testament to the success of the impulse puppy, as I am most definitely not a dog person. Costco seems somewhat sensitive to their status as the soulless big box stores and makes an effort to stock some local items, such as local beer, and then there is the example of their relationship with the local car dealer. If they wanted to take this concept one step further, they could give up some of their immense parking space to a rotating collection of local nonprofits, like maybe a blood drive, or the volunteer fair trade market store, and of course the local nonprofit pet store, which is staffed by disabled adults. Given the success of the oversized stuffed dog, I bet Nick that Costco would be selling puppies within the year. Last weekend, Nick went off to Costco to buy a dehumidifier for the basement, and I was prepared to be surprised. And there it was on the counter, 2 pounds of baby bok choy, a vegetable that has never been a routine part of our cuisine. But unlike limes, bok choy seriously shrinks as it cooks, and an overflowing frying pan reduces to a mere handful of yummy bok choy sautéed with ginger and garlic. We're on day 3, and I have no doubt we'll be able to polish this off.